I, E, S, O, Implementing TrueUp on Renewed Market Rules, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. After 7 months of operations under its market renewal program, I, E, S, O, is doing some housekeeping, implementing non-substantive changes that it said will improve clarity and better align the market rules with the correct functioning of the nodal market. The changes, approved by the I, E, S, O, Board of Directors on October 24, are effective December 3. The renewed market, which launched May 1, created a financially binding day-ahead market, or DAM, at about 1,000 generation, load and energy pricing nodes to replace its province-wide price. Some of the changes removed transitory provisions that allowed both the renewed market rules and the legacy market rules to be in effect concurrently.
They do not reflect changes in design principles and are limited to typographical, cleanup, clarifications or computational corrections, I, E, S, O, said.
In addition to general cleanup items, the changes affect sections on settlements, market power mitigation, and market and system operations. Market power mitigation.
The changes reduce the default value for maximum starts per day from 10,000 to 1. Remove the unnecessary administrative burden on market participants to disclose affiliated entities that have limited or no ability to control or influence a market participant, and codify I, E, SO's obligation to publish potential constrained areas.
Market and system operations. The changes to Chapter 7 of the market rules prohibit generator offer guarantee eligible resources from increasing offer prices for energy and operating reserves, or during the first 30 minutes of a dispatch hour of the real-time market unrestricted window. Require market participants to revise single-cycle mode status to align with the requirements and duration of commitments that span across midnight, and add a limit for electricity storage resources offering or in the opposite direction of or supplied during the subsequent dispatch hour in the energy market. The limit was inadvertently omitted. Settlements. Settlement provisions of the market rules were revised to amend the hourly operating reserve settlement amount by dividing the quantities by 12. Clarify the eligibility for the DAM balancing credit based on day-ahead schedules. Delete the offer/bid substitution for DAM make-whole payments, which is not applicable. Modify the language of the DAM megawatts bin eligibility for cold capacity exports with the same language in the real-time megawatts provisions. Insert the dispatchable load resource type within a provision for the real-time megawatts reversal charge. Amend the formula for the hourly uplift settlement amount to add a missing variable, and amend the formula for the DAM reliability scheduling uplift by inserting brackets to clarify the summation function. Miscellaneous cleanup items.
MR00484R03 deletes the obligation for I, E, S, O, to review the capacity prudential requirements at least once every 3 years.
MR00484R04 corrects typographical and grammatical errors, adds cross-references, and italicizes defined terms. MR00484R05 removes transitory provisions to reflect the switch from the legacy market to the renewed market, including section of rules at the beginning of each chapter, which allowed both the renewed market rules and the legacy market rules to be in effect concurrently. Sections A.1 and B.1.1 each chapter of the market rules, and the defined term market transition error, which is no longer required. Also modify the definitions of the terms market transition, market transition completion, and renewed market rules.